In point of fact, the sentries on the pier had been doing their fellows an injustice. There were no dice games tonight, because their previous evening's entertainment had been interrupted by an unanticipated visit from the company commander, who had been less than amused. After a few pithy observations on their state of discipline, their readiness, and probable ancestry, Major Tillotson had informed them of the unpleasant fate in store for anyone else he found diverting himself during duty hours. Despite his subsequent broken leg, which one or two unworthy souls had suggested might represent divine retribution, they had no doubt he'd passed his observations on to Major Harmon, who, unfortunately, had a reputation for being even less understanding than Major Tillotson. Under the circumstances, it had seemed wise to exercise a little discretion for the next 5 days or so. So instead of clumping together in the middle of their barracks floors with their dice boxes and cards, they were engaged in dozens of homey little tasks, mending uniforms, polishing bright work, cleaning gear, or honing the edges of cutlasses, dirks, and swords. The sound of breaking glass intruded rudely. Heads turned towards the sound, and eyebrows rose in surprise that turned abruptly into something else as the iron spheres with their sputtering fuses thumped down on the floor. One trooper, faster than his companions, dove towards the nearest grenade. He snatched it up and whirled to throw it back out the window, but he didn't have quite enough time. He got the throw off, but the grenade had traveled less than 4 feet when it exploded, killing him almost instantly. It wouldn't really have mattered if the fuse on that particular grenade had been a bit longer. It was only one of a dozen, and the barracks' peaceful order disintegrated into chaos, horror, and screams as all of them detonated almost simultaneously.
"Now!"
Lieutenant Hal Simon shouted as the grenade explosions echoed from behind him. His waiting parties of seamen had already broken down into two-man teams. Now the member of each team with the slow match lit one of his fellows' prepared incendiaries, then stood back while doors were kicked in and windows were smashed. The blazing compounds of pitch, naphtha, and a sprinkling of gunpowder sailed through the sudden openings into the dockside warehouses, while other teams charged the galleons and harbor craft tied up alongside the pier. Smoke billowed up and lurid flames began to leap, turning the pitch-black night into something very different. More flames erupted as other incendiaries ignited their targets, and scattered voices began to shout in alarm as the town of North Bay abruptly awakened. Muskets cracked as the Marines detailed to Simon's support attacked the harbor batteries from behind. Only 2 guns in each battery were actually manned after nightfall, and the handful of sleepy gunners were no match for the Marines storming in among them out of the darkness. Still more fires ignited along the harbor front, and a sharp, thunderous explosion echoed as one of the incendiaries found an unexpected store of gunpowder in a harbor barge beside a galleon undergoing conversion into a commerce raider. The explosion set the ship heavily ablaze and hurled flaming fragments into 3 other vessels and onto at least a half dozen warehouse and tavern roofs.
"Look, sir!"
one of Simon's men shouted, and the lieutenant saw the bright, sudden sparkle of more musketry against the pitch blackness to the west of the city.
"It's the Marines,"
he shot back.
"No telling how long Major Jeffer would be able to slow the bastards up, so hop to it." "Aye, aye, sir,"